When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
This is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, the Old School crew. Brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 84th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple. Coming at you live, 1040 O Street. Great first segment. Go back and listen to it on the podcast. Really listen to deep dive into the partnership with teammates and the importance of not only mentorship for the youth, but then also as you go through sports and life. Always need those guys that you can, or gals that you can reach out to, and they lend that helping ear. Now we're on to more sports, and we got a little bit of discrepancy. 1994 Orange Bowl after 93 season was Enberg, Trumpy, and OJ. I don't know, man. Dude, right? Was that right?
That was against Florida State, 94 Orange Bowl.
Right.
So we're talking the Miami game. That'd be the 1995. Orange Bowl. Try typing announcers. That might help. Also, am I ungrounded? Did I do enough during break? Can I come out of my room? Am I good?
Oh, no. You're still kind of suspect, but it's all right. No, you're on it. We'll give you a break. You know what? Partnership with teammates. Everybody's going to be empathetic today. We'll let you slide. And it's the middle of the week.
95 Orange Bowl. Tom Hammond, Chris Collinsworth, John Dockery against Miami.
Cool.
Well, you know, you could ask who the starting quarterback is. In that 200th win.
Who was it?
You were there. I believe in you. You can pull it.
It was probably T. It's got to be T. Frazier.
Brooke.
Was it Brooke?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I stand corrected.
We out.
Defense won anyways.
We out here in these streets. Yeah. We out here.
Yeah. Hey, anyways, come Friday night, we play Illinois. They pose problems. We pose problems to them. This is the first, as much as, you know, everybody's talking, I've heard different guys on the airwaves today talking about what Illinois poses as problems. You know, Illinois has the same thing that at practice this week. You're looking at a team that poses the same problems as you pose to most opponents. You know, they're going to try to be physical and win the line of scrimmage. Defense has been opportunistic and pretty steady. And, you know, whatever team is going to, you know, break first and then break the hardest generally will, you know, win, you know, lose the game and other team will win. I think one of the biggest keys to this game is a mindset game. Understand, you know, this is going to be a four quarter game and that's the way you want it. And you feel like that you have the talent advantage, but then also I think you have a little bit of advantage of being at home. And, you know, in a short week, that is imperative. You see it all the time in the NFL. Home teams win majority of the time and is definitely plays into the home team's favor because of rest, recovery, proximity, a little bit of a normal schedule on a little bit of a hectic week.
Here's where my head is, and I'll ask this thing that teams, you defensively, if you face a particular offense or a style of play every day at practice, and then you get a matchup during the middle of the season where that team runs what you run,
mm-hmm.
Does that make you more comfortable or more uncomfortable?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, being comfortable sometimes gets you beat, but
right.
It gives you a little bit more confident that you've seen it before. But also they have different guys running those, different sets and stuff, or different plays and formations, but it gives you a little bit of a leg up if you can kind of marry things that maybe is foundation based defensively based on what you've seen all through spring and training camp. That gives you a little bit of a leg up. But then also, I think for Illinois, what defensively would worry me is that Nebraska's won three different ways. And they've been pretty effective in each way they've won. And so therefore you can't pin your hat on something. So what has potentially been done, given Illinois and their new defensive coordinator, more to think about. He's a young defensive coordinator, energetic, comes with a, pretty good, pedigree and perception. And so he's going to be tested today, or this weekend, or this Friday, both horizontally and vertically.
How did Nebraska win all three games differently? Because they've all been blowouts. I think you could say the offense exploded in the first half. They held on in the second half. So I think some people would say the wins have felt pretty similar. How do you see them winning in different ways?
Well, against UTEP was pretty much probably both passing and running, right, at will. So that was pretty dominating. Defense was pretty blah in Bucky. You could do whatever you want against UTEP. Colorado, they bludgeoned Colorado. They beat them up physically and mentally. So I'm not looking at the score. I'm looking at the eye test. Versus Northern Iowa, they ran the ball but didn't run it a lot, but they were more explosive in the pass game. So the three different ways that they have been able to win the game, because defensively you're going to say, okay, Northern Iowa, they were more explosive in the passing game. Colorado, with Dowdell, in a way that they just came out and they were making a statement that we are going to beat you up, is something that you have to prepare for. Not that you're going to be scared, but you got to understand, because they might just come out and just say, okay, we're going to see how good you are up front. So you got to be prepared for that. Or will they come out with a freshman quarterback and say, let's go five wides or whatever personnel and put five people out there? Because you can split out Ramir and be just fine. You could split out Emmett and be just fine. You could go with 12 personnel and have the two different body types of tight end. You could go 13 personnel. You could go 12 personnel, or you could go 11 personnel with Bonner in. And now it's a totally different defensive schematic. Reply to what they're doing. So that's why I think that they've shown different formations, different ways. Probably not obviously to the way they like to. They probably want to score every time they get the ball, but they've given Illinois probably a little bit more to think about than Illinois has given Nebraska to think about.
Well, with Illinois' flexibility at outside linebacker, so they like their
two guys. Like them. Yeah.
Does that set Nebraska up to help them, or is this more difficult? Because if Nebraska wants to go too tight, who's at advantage, offense or defense? If those two stand up linebackers are there against two tight ends?
It just kind of depends. I think they do a pretty good job against the run. Obviously, I think they excel, obviously, trying to get after the quarterback. They get after a quarterback a different way, where they put them out like wide nines, and then they try to run different games and stuff like that. I think the best thing you can do is show them different looks, but then ultimately when it comes time to block them, you got to block them. You got to know you got to account for where these dudes are. You got to put body or bodies on him, and you got to be playing with some sort of controlled violence in order to get these. You got to move these guys. And then you can't just line up. The worst thing you can do against any pass rusher is just line up and just be basic.
Patty cake against.
And that doesn't mean that you got to do 15 different things, but you could just go back to whether it's the Denver Broncos from back in the day when they had Terrell Davis, or you more present day of the 49ers. And even with Christian McCaffrey and their running attack, they run about 4 to 6 plays, and they just run them 15 different ways. So it slows down a team's ability to rush the passer because of the way everything looks the same. Now, that's what you want to do, whether you're running or passing the ball. But you also, biggest thing is know where those guys are, know your assignment, and attack them. And then also don't just sit there and say, just focus on those guys, because even though they're the inside guys aren't well known, they're still good players. These guys have just been playing so long, and the two guys that are inside are replacing two guys that are playing on Sundays. One was a, you know, essentially the first pick in the second round. The other one was like a third or fourth round pick. So you got NFL guys that just left, so that you're not going to have those on the ready, but you got guys that have the potential to be effective as well.
I mean, when that happens in that space, especially for this Illinois front six.
Yeah, seven, I mean, yeah. Right? Yeah, about 4-2-5. Yeah.
Right? They're relatively small.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah. They're not. I mean, this compared is not to
the, yeah,
Michigan's the Big Ten, and stuff, right? Yeah.
So do you take advantage of that? Is that a part of the game plan? Do you think you go, you know what? I like the idea. If they struggle defending the run, and we actually have some punchers, we actually have some bangers up front.
Right.
Right? Is there enough advantage from this offensive line for Rhule and Satterfield to say, you know what? Friday nights is for fighting. Let's turn this into a brawl, and we're going to throw these lightweight front six, front seven around from Illinois.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean, to wear them out in his cumulative of body blows. And also, I think any offense is on time and on schedule when you'd be able to conventionally run the football in different ways. You can run it out of one back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back two backs. You can run it with 22 personnel. They have a lot of flexibility, and also they have flexibility in body types to create different angles and obviously numbers advantage when executed correctly, along with if the, you know, the offensive line continues to be pretty consistent. And then that will, on the flip side, slow down the, you know, potential of a pass rush. And so it goes both ways. Yeah. But I think Nebraska feels probably confident that they can, you know, throw the ball if they need to. So that's what you want to do. You want to be able to be multidimensional, but ultimately the line of scrimmage is got to be won by Nebraska.
Do we know Nebraska's offensive culture? Do we know what the go-to most run, most productive, most effective series of plays? Do we have those tendencies enough?
I like the way they run kind of looks like an inside zone, and it comes off the back of the other guard. I think they all four running backs run it excellent. I don't really study them enough to know what they do, you know, like schematically what they do. I just like the way those guys execute that play. I think they get inside, they've gotten a good enough push. And you have four, when you have, in my opinion, this is from a defensive perspective, when you have four guys that can run, say, like four or five basic plays all effectively, that's a problem. Because there's guys I played against that can't run inside outside zone because it's just not in their like toolbox. I think they've, and you got to give Coach EJ credit, is that they've trained these guys to run the plays effectively so you can't get a good tip on, you know, who's running what. Now, obviously, body type alone, Dowdell versus Ramir, that's just, it's a big old running back versus not, but Ramir runs behind his pads as well. Emmett runs behind his pads, and same with Gabe. So you got four guys that'll be physical, but then also can be a little bit more explosive than probably preseason hype would tell you.
Do we start to pencil in the Harburg factor? Factor, right? That
gives you something to think about.
Right? That if I need to take something away or add something. Yeah. If it is simply Harburg in motion, Harburg.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I it's probably too early to say whether it's part of it, but I think Illinois has to think about it, because if you go back, and I always remember this when Nebraska was up in Minnesota playing against the Gophers, and Morgan went out and they brought in Kramer, and he was more of an RPO guy, and you know, they had a nice little package for him, and they continued to go to it towards the, you know, the beginning and middle of the season, and then it set up for easier plays in the later in the season. The more you can give somebody to game plan for, to put into their memory bank to maybe stretch them thin in on a short week in preparation plays in your favor. But you also don't want to overthink it as well. I think the biggest thing, like I was saying, is don't overthink it. Don't. I mean, respect Illinois. They're a great program. They got a great coach. He's been in the Big Ten. That's fine. They got a good staff probably. They got good athletes and good players. But also just do not forget who you are and if you really believe in yourself that you're a good player and a good team. Because sometimes you could talk yourself into, like, you can keep saying it. Oh, this Brett Bielema, he's been in, and this is not disrespecting him or not. You can say, okay, he's been in the Big Ten. He knows what he's doing. Okay, you know they're going to be physical. You know he played under Hayden Fry. You know he coached in Wisconsin. Okay, that was then. You're going to deal with me right now, and I'm going to deal with you right now. And I'm going to respect you, but also you looking across at a better team that you faced than you have faced before. So are we.
Both teams are better.
So let's get it on.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they went 3-0 against Ohio State, Alabama, and Georgia. Okay, then you be like, okay, well, right? Hey, look, dude, you look across. This same dudes right here.
They beat Kansas, which you want to give credit for, the same way you give credit for
beating Colorado.
And then you say, okay, now it's matchups.
Yeah.
And when you put the numbers side by side, there's some numbers that jump out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the idea in the running game is the biggest thing, that the Nebraska's biggest advantage will be able to fatten the necks and get rush yards.
But can Nebraska do that best with two tight ends on the field or by threatening Banks and Ayer the whole time? Right?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, yes, Illinois' pass defense is its strength, but I think Nebraska's biggest strength, Marcus Satterfield will tell you, Matt Rhule says he wants to stay aggressive. They want to put the ball in Dylan Raiola's hands. So if Nebraska thinks that's their biggest strength, I think you have to try to run the ball with both Banks and Ayer on the field consistently because you want to threaten what you think your greatest advantage is and then hit him with the run game.
Well, the good thing is that they both are willing and able blockers, too.
Can Harbaugh block?
Block what? What do you mean?
Can he block? Can you send him downhill on a chip?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. How many plays did he play last week? Two?
It's like a 7 or 8, I think, by the end of the game. Ten, maybe, by the end of the drive.
Right, that's at the end of the day. We got lineup and play.
Yeah. But that's my issue with the Harbaugh stuff. If you're going to have him in the game just to block, why are you using him instead of Borkature?
You're not using him just to block. You're using the block to set up something else.
Yeah, or the potential of something else, but you're not going to do this all game, and you're going to use it when you need to use it. Ultimately, you got to line up and get moving these dudes out the line of scrimmage, and they can. I think Nebraska can run the ball with whoever they got on the field. That's the honest to God truth. They can run it in different ways, and they got their two best receivers. Obviously, can block, and it will thin the defense out because you see Banks out there. And if you think you just looking inside and going to play like what we used to call a clue technique, essentially any run angle, you're essentially cat blitzing, he's going to be wide open. So, you know, you're going to have to play it honest, and that's what you want to do. And that's when you want to be a better offense, when everybody can do what's needed to be done to get the job done.
I'm fascinated by Friday because
this is a mentality game.
Right, like,
this ain't even really a schematic game.
Right. Like, just can you line up? No matter what's thrown at you, what distraction or whatever, motion, change of personnel on the field, all that stuff, ultimately, this is a brawl in a box. Like, I would love for it to be a slugfest. And then Dylan pops him after I've leaned on you for nine plays. I'm going to go ahead and dime it up to the house and celebrate.
When you look at Bryant and his production, Illinois has – put an emphasis in their offseason to try to test teams to be more explosive. Now it's been set up for them based on their opponents, right? But you also got to look at the mentality change as well, along with the defensive coordinator. So it's more of just a mentality game, show up. And you know, if our defense plays up to our potential and the way we've been playing over the last year and some change, we'll be just fine. You know, and that's respectfully saying, that's not downgrading anybody. It's like, look, we're going to show up, do what we need to do, and you just in the way, and then our offense has got to hold up their end of bargain along with special teams.
And is this where special teams shows up?
Yeah, I mean, it's trending towards that. You obviously had the game there where Matt Rhule wasn't happy, but I think last game was a step in the right direction. I think they've been working towards, and they've been more aggressive in the run game, so why not? Why not? Listen, I think the best thing you can do defensively is keep pinning them back so Illinois is not being able to turn the field over on the punt game. Because what does that do? That allows Nebraska to get one or two first downs, possibly three. You're putting points on the board. Body blow, body blow, body blow. Then you can go knock out, revive them, and then you put the dagger in the heart.
And this is where I think, DP, we start to see what Nebraska's go-to plays are, those three or four, right? Because Nebraska hasn't been tested to that degree where they've need to bust them out in a crucial situation yet. I don't know about you guys. I anticipate Nebraska's going to need those plays, you know, come, you know, late third into the fourth quarter. So I think this is a game where we really learn just how serious we are to take this Nebraska team.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's a good test because, you know, they're going to be competitive.
And only for the week. Like, we all realize it's 1-0 and then Indiana. And you start all over again.
Well, sure, but I mean, at this game, you got to focus on Illinois. It's a good test. I mean, they're good. They're going to be a test, and see where you're at, and they're going to see where they at. I mean, it just be. I don't understand how people are talking themselves into it. I just don't see. I mean, that's just me. You know, I just don't understand. Like you sitting up there scared. Like the same thing. Like Colorado, man. You should be thinking about, I'm going to wipe the floor with these dudes. Now, it's going to be tough, but it's only going to be as tough as you make it. It's going to be a good. These are the games that you come to Nebraska for, right here. Friday night on national TV, all eyes on you, ranked opponent. You know, let's see where we're at and let's see what we can get into. So, good first segment, Illinois. Talk about some little NFL stuff. We're going to dive into some more of this Panther stuff with Bryce Young. I want to really talk deeply about it, how I would say he was probably set up for failure just from the get-go, and you know, how that can hurt somebody's career and potentially what he needs to do to revive his career, and his revival starts today or whenever they have practice next. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.